Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Wild Things, How We Learn to Read and What Can Happen If We Don't, written and read by Sally Rippon. In Maurice Sendak's most famous story, Max is king of all wild things. We are invited to join him on his adventures and revisit the untamed jungles of our own childhood imaginations without giving a second thought to his mother's exasperation. Sendak asks us to empathise with the child's perspective, following him into the land of wild things. When Max eventually returns, his supper is waiting for him, and it is still hot. Despite feeling like he has travelled for days, weeks, possibly even more than a year, in reality, Max hasn't been gone that long at all. Most importantly, despite his monstrous behaviour, we see he is still loved. This is perhaps why this book resonates with adults as deeply as it does with children. It reassures us that no matter how badly we behave or how far we roam, we are all still worthy of love. We love wayward children in literature, and a story goes nowhere without conflict. A character who follows the rules and makes no mischief is boring, and we fall most deeply in love with those who are troubled or flawed. But when children are like this in the real world, we often respond very differently. A few years ago, I was asked to speak at a bookseller's conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. As a children's author, I travel regularly to talk about my work. I speak at festivals and run workshops, and also work as a writer in residence in schools all around the world. It's a delightfully unexpected bonus to a job I already love. I've been invited to some fascinating places and met some incredibly interesting people along the way. This conference, though, was a pretty big deal, and I was very nervous. I've spoken to some large audiences over the past 25 years, parents, teachers and librarians, and of course, lots and lots of kids. But this was going to be an audience of over 1,700 sales consultants who, if they liked my books, would hand sell them across the United States. It was an amazing opportunity, and I really didn't want to mess it up. The Billy B. Brown series was already doing well for my American publishers, and so they'd invited me to introduce my newest series, Polly and Buster, to their sales consultants. I had a slideshow I'd been using in Australia in the few years since the books had first come out, which had been road tested and well received. But for some reason, the night before my presentation, I decided I wanted to talk about my son. I had debated for days whether this was a good idea, even though my son, who, for the purpose of this book, I will call Sam, had already given me permission to talk about him. I didn't know my audience well at all, and I wondered if talking about my kid to a room full of strangers was too personal, too unprofessional. Right up until the night before, in my hotel room, jet-lagged and far from home, I kept writing him into my speech and cutting him out again. The next day, after very little sleep, I sat in a room the size of an airplane hangar, arms goose-pimpling with air conditioning and nerves,